Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs, The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Every day's the Super Bowl. Welcome to Super Bowl week, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. It was a week ago at this time. We had Albert Breer on from the Monday Morning Quarterback. And we were talking about Matthew Stafford. And he said, I think he's going to get traded before the Super Bowl. Well, he was right. That last week, Albert Breer said that. He said, I think that he's going to get traded before the Super Bowl. And boy, did he ever. Albert will take a victory lap coming up here in a little bit. How many teams were involved in the possibility of acquiring Matthew Stafford? And is it true that Carolina was going to offer the 8th pick overall? We'll talk about, we always like to decide who won and who lost this deal. I don't know if you can say both won. I don't think both lost, but if you're going to say both won, all right, I understand both sides to this. One is for now and one is for the future. And in case you're interested in such things for entertainment purposes only, Super Bowl odds for next season are already out. Kansas City Chiefs are your favorite, followed by the Green Bay Packers, and then your Los Angeles Rams, followed by the Buccaneers, Ravens, Bills, Niners, Saints, Seahawks, and the Cleveland Browns. We'll talk to Tua Tagovailoa, the Dolphins quarterback, a little bit later on. We'll check in with the Rams and Kyler Murray. Ooh, the return of Kyler Murray. It was the Atlanta Super Bowl, and it didn't go well. Couldn't understand why he was doing the interviews are making the rounds, and he had a day full of interviews for Gatorade, and I'd gotten word that on Sunday of Super Bowl week that if he got a top 10 grade, he was going to be playing football. Now, he was already a top 10 pick in baseball with the Oakland A's, and I thought, okay, we'll have him in, and then all of a sudden I realized his dad was there, maybe there was an agent or two there. We got him to sort of begrudgingly throw the football to McLovin, and then he sat down And then the meltdown happened, where I asked him a couple of questions, and he didn't say much. He was noncommittal. Like, he wasn't even playful. He wasn't even trying. And he could have, with better coaching, and I was told after the fact that some people got verbally spanked because Kyler Murray was not coached well going into that interview. But Fritzy said, hey, I'm going to reach out. Do you want to have Kyler Murray on? He said, as long as Kyler Murray comes in and knows, hey, we got to go back a couple of years here, and then we can move our way forward here. And from what we were told, Kyler Murray will talk about what happened when he came on our set in Atlanta, and then we can move forward. Yes, Todd.
That was the communication I had. Suggests he was very well aware of how awkward that was for you and how that came across. And he sounds like he's prepared to be self-deprecating and acknowledge that horrible awkwardness.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You sound
a little raspy
voice,
there?
Yeah.
My sexy Monday morning voice.
I don't know if it's that. But yeah, you sound a little raspy. Maybe you were working the phones. Maybe you were doing
it.
That yesterday.
That may just be it.
I called Todd twice yesterday.
You did?
Yes, I did. Yep. Called him twice. Just checking on.
I didn't answer the second time.
No, you didn't. Went right to voicemail. And I went, okay, all right. Yeah, see.
Everything okay with you two?
Yeah. Yeah, we're buddies.
I was throwing out the garbage. Then yeah, I didn't bring my phone with me down the hill.
Yeah, we're friends. Yeah, Todd taking out the garbage.
That's throwing crazy. The BS flag there. Come on, I hate to do
and
this.
Then I was vacuuming. And there's all kinds of stuff. I was hanging up pictures.
Yes, McLovin.
This is the third time I've heard that he took out the garbage yesterday, which implies that this was a rare occasion.
It's the eclipse. It's the Todd Fritz eclipse. I'm taking out the garbage.
It was a late afternoon. It was going to get cold and snowy out. Let me get it down the hill in the 4 in the afternoon area.
Yeah, I think we're under a winter storm advisory here. I think so. But we've got some snow on the way. I think it's going to snow for the next 14 to 18 hours here. And the Northeast is getting hit pretty hard. Sign up for the Dan Patrick Show newsletter. It's available daily at 6 Eastern. It recaps the show. And you can sign up at danpatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slides out in the bottom right-hand corner, and you're good to go. All right. Phone calls, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, at dpshow. Say good morning to our great radio affiliates around the country and the Fox Sports Radio lineup, the formidable Fox Sports Radio lineup, and our TV partner, Peacock. Carries all 3 hours, and you can watch for free. And NFL offseason filled with quarterback intrigue got off to a fast start this weekend as the Rams sent Jared Goff 2 future first-round draft picks and a 3rd to Detroit for Matthew Stafford. This sounds like a fantasy draft or a fantasy football trade. Then, you know, that's the reality of today's NFL. Teams know the only way to win is you have to have a very good / great quarterback. And they don't have the patience that they once did, waiting for a quarterback. Jared Goff had success with the Rams, led them to the Super Bowl in 2018, 3 trips to the playoffs, but the organization probably saw a glass ceiling here, and they decided to pull the trigger. This was not a surprise that Jared Goff was on the trade market. I guess it was surprising that there was a team that was willing to trade for Jared Goff. But Stafford was in the opposite situation. He knew that he could only go so far with the Lions, and the team decided he's turning 33. It's time to start over. And if you love NFL drama, the trade set a pretty high bar, but you get the feeling this will not be the last time we see a star quarterback on the move in the next couple of months. And you start to sort this out, and immediately I got text messages from people with the NFL who said, if this is what Matthew Stafford is worth, then what's Deshaun Watson worth? And the more I looked at it, I said, they have nothing to do with each other other than they are quarterbacks who could be, and one was already traded. Because you wanted to get rid of Jared Goff's salary, his contract. That's why you gave draft picks to the Lions. And then you got Matthew Stafford as well. But this isn't, boy, if you gave up that. No, you gave up that because you had to have them take the salary of Jared Goff. And that's the difference here. The Rams are ready to win now. We know that. In fairness to Jared Goff, it always felt like when the Rams played well, it was the genius of Sean McVay. And when the Rams played poorly, it was Jared Goff is not a franchise quarterback. Especially lately, when the head coach and the GM both had comments separately that was less than flattering for Jared Goff's future with the Rams. But the Rams got a guy who has a higher ceiling there. And at age 33, I guess the big concern from what I'm told is just the medicals of the health of Matthew Stafford, because certainly he paid a price with Detroit. And, you know, the Rams, I'm looking at a couple of things. The Rams got a good offensive line. You know, they give up about a little less than an average of 1.8 sacks per game. Lions gave up 2.6 sacks per game. The Rams, you know, that vaunted passing offense was not great. 11th in total offense, 13th in passing offense. So that makes sense for Matthew Stafford. Stafford isn't concerned about renegotiating his contract. Also, if you're the Rams, you have to look at the NFC. Brady's 43. Aaron Rodgers, 37. Drew Brees' future in New Orleans is uncertain. All right, let's go for it. You don't have any first-round picks for a long, long time, but I will say this about the front office. They have made some very good draft selections after the first round. They've done some pretty good job drafting, and that's important to remember here. They don't have first-round draft picks. And I thought if you make a trade with somebody, I thought if I'm the Lions, I want to make a trade with somebody who's not very good. Because now you're going to be taking a draft pick in the first round that could be 28th, 29th, 30th. I want to make a trade with somebody with a future first-round pick who's not going to be very good. Carolina, did they offer the 8th pick overall? Did Washington football team offer their first round? I've read where the Colts did not offer their first round pick, but we'll talk to Albert Breer. He'll join us coming up, and we'll try to separate fact from fiction. But if I said who won the trade, I would say the Rams, because this is about winning now. You upgraded, and as far as the Lions go, the Lions' new GM used to be with the Rams, and therefore he has a high grade on Jared Goff, and they think that they're getting a quarterback not for just 2 years and then letting him go, but maybe they found a franchise quarterback who is 7 years younger than Matthew Stafford. Maybe, but the Rams did what they needed to do. The Lions did what they needed to do. I was just surprised that the Lions decided that they were going to take Jared Goff instead of going after that rookie quarterback and having that rookie contract. That was what my thought was going to be. If you were going to find your guy, bring in a young quarterback. But to make this work, the Rams sweetened the pot here, and the Lions decided that, yep, let's jump on it. So you have that trade for Matthew Stafford. No update really on Deshaun Watson. I think he's sort of scrubbed his Instagram account with anything that mentions the Texans. I'm still in the minority. I don't think that he's going to be traded. I don't think Matthew Stafford's deal has anything to do with Deshaun Watson and the Texans. The Texans are saying they're not trading him, but, you know, for now, because who knows what somebody could offer in a situation like this. But if you get the head coach who's able to sit down, David Culley, can talk to Deshaun Watson, maybe you can say, look, trust me. But this isn't a long-term solution here. With the coach who's 65, his first head coaching job, and he's 65. If I'm Deshaun Watson, I want out. J.J. Watt's not going to be there next year. You've already seen DeAndre Hopkins leave. We don't have anything. I got a good left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, and we gave up an awful lot to get him. Other than that, I don't have great weapons there. But I don't know if Deshaun is going to get his wish and if the Texans get their wish and they're able to keep him. I'd hate to be the guy who traded Deshaun Watson. I would hate to be known as the guy who gave him up. Here is the Texans GM, Nick Caserio, on the possibility of trading Deshaun Watson.
Just want to reiterate our commitment to Deshaun Watson. He's had a great impact on this organization, a great impact on a lot of people, a great impact on this team. And we look forward to the opportunity to spend more time with him here this spring once we get started. And, you know, we have zero interest in trading the player. We have a great plan, a great vision for him and for this team and his role on our team. And we look forward to the opportunity to spend more time with him here this spring.
I would have asked, if I was there in the room, will you be taking phone calls on Deshaun Watson? I mean, if you have no interest, then you don't even pick up the phone. But I'm curious if the Texans will take calls on Deshaun Watson. This program is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Everybody wants to keep their home and family safe, whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or medical emergency. Simply Safe Home Security delivers 24/7 protection. Visit simplysafedan.com today. Get a free security camera. Some other numbers to factor in here. Jared Goff had 17 total giveaways, tied for fourth most in the NFL. Matthew Stafford had 11. Can they go back to being an offensive-minded team? Probably not with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, but they can be a more respected or feared offense. And you do have some good players there. Cooper Kupp and Woods and Higbee and Akers, Everett, they've got some players. Now let's see Sean McVay be a genius again here. Now you got Matthew Stafford, and let's see how that plays out. Also, there was a column by Michael Silver, and Michael Silver was pointing out that, and this probably came from Jared Goff, even though there's no quotes, but Michael Silver was saying that Troy Aikman went out of his way when he did Rams games to be very critical of Jared Goff, and that maybe that was being leaked to him by Sean McVay. But I'm guessing that Michael Silver, Bay Area guy, Jared Goff, Bay Area guy, they're probably friends, and don't need a quote there, but just the inference of Sean McVay would say to Troy Aikman, hey, these are the things that he's not doing. And I'm looking at some of these quotes from Troy Aikman, and, you know, it's like Tom Brady. Once you leave, then we find out what the real story is. Here's a quote by Aikman. You know Bill Belichick wants the game in Jared Goff's hands. That's Troy pregame. Let's see, what else did he say? It says, Michael Silver wrote, routinely trashed this season on Fox telecast, specifically those with Troy Aikman as the lead analyst. Goff could reasonably assume that McVay's words about his quarterback's play in network production meetings were far from glowing. He also says, he talked about an interception in week 16's loss to Seattle. It just doesn't get any uglier than that, Troy Aikman, on Jared Goff's interception there. So that's NFL.com's Michael Silver publishing a column yesterday with information from Jared Goff's perspective, without quoting Jared Goff. But Troy Aikman routinely trashed Goff when he and Joe Buck were assigned to call the Rams games. Ooh, the plot thickens. Plot thickens there. Yes, McLovin.
Silver, not just a Bay Area guy, a California Bear, just like Jared Goff, same college. Troy Aikman, UCLA. I can see the Pac-12 ramifications.
Ooh, ooh. All right. You got a poll question today?
I already put up who won the trade, just to get the consensus. And I'm shocked at the result. Not shocked, but who won the trade? The Lions get Jared Goff, two first-rounders and a third-rounder. The Rams get Matthew Stafford. Almost 60% said the Lions. You just had me running through a wall for the Rams next year when you mentioned all their weapons and Cam Akers. I don't know.
We don't know what's going to happen with these first-round picks. That's why it's hard to give a grade to this. And then who is making the call on drafting players? You know, if you said you got a front office that has a history of making great drafts, then I'd go, okay, then I feel pretty confident that they're going to turn this into something special. The Rams made the move that they thought they needed to make. They thought that they were maybe a quarterback away, and they got Matthew Stafford. I would say the Rams won because the Rams have to win. They do. That GM, Les Snead, he's the one who gave Goff the extension. And then you got Todd Gurley, gave him the extension as well. Those were two extensions that we criticized. We were critical of because it felt like, you don't need to do this. And I would not pay a running back in his second contract. But if you get Matthew Stafford and you got a chance to go all in and win a Super Bowl, then great. Even though you just traded a quarterback away, who did take you to help take you to a Super Bowl? Yes, Eden.
I just have a hard time looking at it to say that the Rams won when they gave up like two first-round picks to get Jared Goff, then signed him to a big extension, and then gave up three first-round picks to get rid of him. And that, yes, you won. I just can't wrap my mind around that.
No, I know.
It's like a five-year failure, or like 7 years has it been impacted by that.
But they did make a Super Bowl. They did make a Super Bowl with him. Now, you can say, well, now, Goff has had some moments where he has been very good. I mean, a couple of years ago, Jared Goff was good, you know, very good. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. Maybe if you know your coach doesn't like you, doesn't have confidence in you, that might affect you. Maybe if he started to restrict the playbook, maybe. Yes, McLovin.
I mean, he has beaten Drew Brees and Russell Wilson in the playoffs. Those are two surefire Hall of Famers. I know the Russell Wilson one wasn't.
No. That's that one, Aaron Donald.
That was Aaron Donald. But came out there with he had cup for that touchdown at the end. It wasn't terrible.
I thought he played, considering that he had a pin in his thumb, he played well. In those conditions, in Seattle, he played well. Is that a reason enough to keep him? Apparently not. Yeah, Paul.
Matthew Stafford's last two healthy seasons, 2018 and 2020, he threw for less than 4,000 yards in 16 games, not 12 games. He threw for 3,700 yards, 21 touchdowns, and 11 picks 2 years ago. Last year, he threw for 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 11 picks.
Yeah.
10 picks. That's pedestrian in this NFL. I know there's some team around him issues.
Well, I think the Rams would probably take like a 30 touchdown, 12 pick season here.
2 years ago, that's what Jared Goff had. He had 4,700 yards, 32 touchdowns, and 12 picks.
Yeah. But that's when Sean McVay was a genius and that Jared Goff was on the fast track of being a very good quarterback. He went to the Pro Bowl back-to-back seasons, which I know, you know, by the time you get to the fifth alternate, but he just cooled off then. So I don't know if there was a turning point. That's what I'm curious about. Was there a turning point where the Rams said, as I think the Niners have found out, we can't go much further? And I do think that the Niners were trying to get Matthew Stafford. And Stafford has a home, I believe, in Newport Beach. And to be able, he wanted to go to, I think, San Francisco or the Rams. Those were the two spots where I think that he was going to be headed. Yeah, Paulie.
I don't know if you know this, but I did some research. Matthew Stafford, close friends with Clayton Kershaw. They went to high school together. Another connection.
Yeah.
Nobody's bringing that up. I'm first.
I think we bring that up every time we interview Clayton and every time we interview Matthew Stafford.
That's right.
Pretty much. All righty. We'll get to phone calls here. 877-3DP-SHOW. And we'll come up with, I guess we got our poll question here. Tua Tagovailoa stops by. We'll check in with the Rams and the return of Kyler Murray, Cardinals quarterback. What could go wrong? What could go right? Let's take a break. We'll check in with Albert Breer. He was the guy who told you late last week that Matthew Stafford was going to be traded before the Super Bowl. And I thought at the time, I followed up and I said, wait a minute here. You know where he's going. We'll talk to Albert Breer for the Monday Morning Quarterback. He'll join us next. It's 22 after the hour. Dan Patrick Show. Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. What could you do with $50,000? Well, this year you can find out. Rocket Mortgage hosting the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. I got a lot of squares right here on the other side of the
game. Come on now,
what?
Monday morning.
What? Enter for free a chance to win $50,000 every time the score changes. Plus, two lucky players will win $500,000 they could use towards their dream home. Touchdowns, field goals, extra points, every scoring play pays. Rocket Mortgage will be announcing the winners live on their channels during the game. Follow along February 7th. See if you're a winner. RocketMortgageSquares.com. RocketMortgageSquares.com. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. states and D.C. who are the age of majority. This will end on February 4th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender, licensed all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. That's RocketMortgageSquares.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like... a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Your phone calls are welcome, as we always do on Monday, best and worst of the weekend. By the way, Matthew Stafford is one of 16 quarterbacks in league history to pass for at least 45,000 yards in the regular season. He is the only one of those 16 to never win a playoff game.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
By the way, I'd like to publicly apologize to the Detroit Lions. I wondered what their game plan was, philosophy of saying publicly, Matthew Stafford, you want him, come get him. And I thought that they would lose leverage. They did not. They basically said, we're going to create a marketplace for him. Give us your best offer. And it sounded like you had quite a few teams who were willing to pony up enough to catch the Rams' interest. It was last Friday At this time, Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for the MMQB, joined us. And he dropped a little nugget that he thought Matthew Stafford could get traded before the Super Bowl. And I go, wait a minute, you must know something. And I thought, let's have Albert Breer on to take a victory lap. Albert, congratulations. So what did you know and when did you know it?
I knew that things had heated up and that the Lions were of a mind to move him before the Super Bowl, in large part to get ahead of the market. And I think this was sort of smart, Dan, in that, you know, they recognized that things could get chaotic with quarterbacks over the next couple of months. We've all talked about that. And is Deshaun Watson going to become available? Is Sam Darnold going to become available? And so I think their logic was like, let's put this guy out there so we don't have to worry about supply and demand screwing up an asset. And, you know, let's give the kid Stafford, let's give him some certainty. Let's give the other team that's trading for him some certainty, and let's maximize the value of what we have. And so I think, you know, from that standpoint, it was smart to do it because a team like the Rams, other teams involved, Washington, Carolina, you know, they had an opportunity to go after a guy who I think most teams view as a top 10 quarterback without any certainty that anybody of that level is going to be available again during the offseason. So, yeah, I think it was just sort of a smart read of what might happen the next couple of months by the Lions.
But to make this deal happen, the Lions had to take Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. If this was Teddy Bridgewater in Carolina, were they going to have to take Teddy Bridgewater? Was this the formula by these other teams that you're going to have to take our quarterback if we're going to make this happen?
Yeah, so I think it's sort of a two-way thing, Dan. Like, I think on one hand, you're right. Like, the Rams were going to have to offload Goff. It wasn't going to work if they couldn't offload Goff. And it would have been tough to move Goff if, quite honestly, it would have been very difficult to move Goff if they had traded for Stafford, had both on the roster. So the cleanest thing for them to do was to offload Goff as part of the deal. That said, I mean, I can tell you this, like Dan Campbell had communicated to people in that front office that he didn't want to be up a creek at quarterback. Like, he wanted a guy who he could at least compete with for the next few years. And so, you know, I think from that standpoint, Goff was sort of attractive to him, and that they had, you know, he has, you know, almost 5 years of starting experience, you know, started half of his rookie year and has been a starter since then. He started in a Super Bowl. And I think that because of that, like, there was a level of interest in Goff, and that at the very least, you know, he can be a competent starting quarterback for you for the next 2 or 3 years and buy you time to find whoever your long-term answer is. I think from the same, in the same sort of way, if you're trading with Carolina, obviously Teddy Bridgewater would be a guy that you'd mention. If you're trading with Denver, Drew Lock would be a guy that would come up. So I think with, you know, a number of these teams, a quarterback could have come in play if those teams have been able to get to the sort of draft pick comp that the Rams are willing to give up.
What's the downside for both of these teams?
So the downside for the Lions is that the Rams could be really good over the next couple of years, and those picks might not be all that valuable. I think if you look at what was in front of the Lions, they had an opportunity to get the 8th pick in the draft. As part of a pick swap, I think they probably could have wound up with the 9th pick too with Denver. Now, they would have had to send a pick back, which devalues it a little bit. They could have had the 19th pick, Washington's pick. And so part of the risk for the Lions here is you don't know what's going to happen to the picks in 2022 and 2023. And if the Rams are really good, you know, then those might be de facto second round picks. So that's the risk for the Lions in doing this deal this way. The risk for the Rams is that, you know, they've become very, very top heavy in their salary structure. And there's questions about whether or not you can put the right sort of support system around Matthew Stafford. Obviously they're a little bit, you know, they've had their issues in the offensive line the last couple of years. How does Andrew Whitworth hold up at left tackle? What happens if one of their big salary guys has an injury? So because of the way they're structured now, it leaves them in a position where they're going to have to hit on a lot of, you know, third, fourth, fifth round picks in order to make up the difference and build depth in case they do lose some of the big name guys they have.
And they've been pretty good though. They've done well from the second round on. So we're talking to Albert Breer, the senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for the MMQB. is the haul that the Lions got in any way related to what it's going to cost to get Deshaun Watson?
No, because, well, I think part of the haul the Lions were able to get was taking on Goff's contract, right? Like, so there was a little bit of, and again, like the Lions wanted Goff. Like the Lions liked the idea of having Goff as their starting quarterback, at least as a placeholder. But there was an NBA element to this, right? Like that, you know, they had to, the Rams had to give a little bit more to get the Lions to take on Goff's contract. So that definitely exists. I lost my train of thought there, Dan. What was the question?
The Texans and what it's going to
be. Texans, yeah. I don't think it affects that much. I mean, Deshaun Watson's a 25-year-old superstar quarterback. I think you start with three first-round picks probably if you're talking about dealing for Deshaun Watson. And again, we don't know if he's going to be available. I mean, right now, I can tell you where it stands. Deshaun Watson isn't returning the Texans calls. And like the Texans are basically stonewalling anybody who comes to them inquiring about Watson. So, I mean, right now we're sort of in this giant staring contest and nobody really knows what the conclusion is. I mean, because we don't know whether or not Deshaun Watson is going to acquiesce and eventually talk to the Texans people. And we don't know if the Texans are going to get to a point down the line where they say, you know what? We got a first-year coach, a first-year GM. We can't start a program with this hanging over our head for the next 6 months.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I know that Nick Caserio said they're not, you know, trading him or whatever, no intentions. But if I was in the press conference, I would have followed up by asking, are you taking phone calls, though?
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to know. Of course you're going to say we have no interest in trading him. And then see if somebody really wants Deshaun Watson, what they're going to give up. Did the Rams think that Aaron Rodgers was really in play?
Well, I mean, the Rams, I think the Rams explored the idea of Watson too. Like, I think the Rams were sort of looking at all of their options as, okay, how do we upgrade at the position? And I think part of it was that they felt like there was a little bit of a ceiling there with Jared Goff. And, you know, they feel like they're in a championship window, number one defense in the NFL. And, you know, a bunch of star players who are right in the heart of their prime, guys like Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. And so, you know, this is sort of their time to go and maximize what they have. So, like, I don't think that they felt like Aaron Rodgers was available, but, you know, this is a team that sort of investigates everything. You know what I mean, Dan? Like, so, they didn't want to be kicking themselves on the other end of the Stafford deal, you know, and they find out a month later that Rodgers was available or that Watson was available. So they definitely kicked tires on those sorts of things to make sure, okay, like, you know, we know the landscape now. We're going to go forward with Matthew Stafford as our target.
I was told last night by a source that the Lions said to Matthew Stafford, pick a soft landing. You know, that we don't want a disgruntled former Detroit Lion because we have enough of those, our star players who haven't always been happy.
Yep.
That San Francisco was really in play, but then I didn't know what was going to happen to Jimmy Garoppolo. Was that a similar situation that Garoppolo was going to go to Detroit?
So, like, my understanding is, and this was the understanding a bunch of teams that were involved had, was that the top three for Stafford, number one, L.A., number two, San Francisco, number three, Indianapolis. And of those three, Los Angeles showed by far the most interest. You know, the Niners, my understanding is they talked to the Lions at the Senior Bowl, and things escalated fast. And, like, I don't think that the Niners were ever going to offer the 12th pick. Now, they were willing to put together an offer, but I don't think they were ever going to offer the 12th pick. And really, you know, I think that their idea was, okay, like, let's regroup over the weekend and, you know, we'll put something in front of the Lions on Monday. And then when the Lions came back to them after things had escalated a little bit on Saturday, now all of a sudden it was like, you know, what the return was going to be for Stafford. They were like, whoa, you know, like that's a little bit further than we were willing to go. So I think it was sort of a combination with the Niners of how quickly things escalated in the negotiation Friday and Saturday. And then also just, you know, the fact that, like, they're okay with where they're at with Jimmy Garoppolo and the quarterback switch there wasn't worth the 12th overall pick to them.
What do you expect to happen this week, if anything?
You mean as far as more trades?
Anything?
Now, I don't think we're going to have as much action this week. You know, although I do think, you know, you look at some of the like pieces of this trade, and I think you get a window into what could happen over the next, you know, couple of months. And so I do think you'll start to see some of those exploratory phone calls. Look, teams are going to continue calling the Texans on Deshaun Watson until Deshaun Watson shows up and puts on a Texans helmet and wears a Texans jersey again. So
do you think Jacksonville entertains phone calls for the number one overall pick?
No.
Okay.
No, I'll give you one though. Like, you know, I think the number two overall pick suddenly becomes really fascinating. I mean, I can tell you one of the teams that checked in on Stafford was the New York Jets. And I don't think that they were going to go where the Rams went, but you know what that is, Dan? I mean, a couple other teams, like, that was sort of a smoke signal to them. Like, okay, like if you're making a call on Matthew Stafford, deductive reasoning here, does that mean you're moving on from Sam Darnold? And if you're moving on from Sam Darnold, now do I put together an offer? You know what I mean? Or do I see what maybe you're willing to do with him? So, yeah, I think that there are certain parts of the Stafford deal that could lead to other things. And again, the Texans are naturally going to get calls on Watson. But now that some other teams that need quarterbacks and may want a young quarterback see the Jets picked up the phone and call the Lions, if you're one of those teams, do you pick up the phone and call the Jets about Darnold? I just think it's fascinating. And that, of course, plays into the second overall pick. Now are the Jets looking at Zach Wilson or Justin Fields there? That's where all of the moving parts with this are going to be so interesting over the next couple of months.
Oh, always great to talk to you. Thank you again, and congrats on your victory lap there, Albert. Have a great week.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate
That's
it.
That's Albert Breer, the NFL insider, MMQB, senior NFL reporter. Oh, and I talked to so many people yesterday. I was trying to get some clarity here on what's going to happen. And do you make a trade? Who makes the trade? What pick? I was told Zach Wilson is going to be the second quarterback off the board. I was told that yesterday. I don't know what that means, because I even said to the person, my source, I said, yeah, but it's we're just dipping our toes into February. A lot can happen. And he said, yes, but I'm telling you right now, if you did a survey, you would get that Zach Wilson from BYU would be the second quarterback off the board. And I said, okay, I'll check back with you on this, because we'll see what happens with the Jets. But if the Jets were going to trade Sam Darnold and to get Matthew Stafford, like, if I'm the Jets, I don't want Matthew Stafford. If anything, I want to trade Sam Darnold. I would keep Sam Darnold, but if you want to try to get a quarterback, and once again, you get that rookie contract, you're not winning anything now. That's, you know, some of the Rams are trying, they need to win now. They have to win now. Yeah, Paul.
That's why you brought up something this morning about the Lions side of this trade. The Lions are not built to win now, but they have a quarterback who's entering his prime in Jared Goff, if you believe so.
Yeah.
You kind of like the idea of them drafting more so.
Yes. If I'm the Lions, I want to start with, understand that what I was told before Tua got drafted, I was told the Lions, if that coaching staff had more security, they were strongly considering Tua Tagovailoa. And they took Jeff Okuda, but they were looking at Tua. They didn't have any confidence, because they knew if they didn't make the playoffs, they were losing their jobs. And that's why they did not take Tua Tagovailoa, or at least explore it a little deeper. All right, play of the day is up next. Interesting comparisons with Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford the past four seasons. Have that for you coming up. And your phone calls back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like... a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Beal will pull up for three. He hits it.
Big hit.
35 for Beal. 2-point game. Matthews with a steal. Here's Westbrook for three. He hits it. Wes, you jump by one.
Crazy finish. Crazy. And I thought the Wizards and Bradley Beal were just going through the motions, that they didn't want to be there with the Nets, but they ended up winning that game. Crazy. Crazy finish. Westbrook and Beal combined for 78, and that's courtesy NBC Sports Washington Wizards Television Network. By the way, Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford and their significant others were in Cabo, and they were celebrating the deal over the weekend. Also, Sean McVay is friends with the Bills receivers coach, Chad Hall, who is Matthew Stafford's wife's brother. The connection led to a friendly relationship between the Staffords and McVay in recent years. Upon the trade completion, the two couples joined in Cabo to celebrate this, according to Albert Breer of the Monday Morning Quarterback. Play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by M-Drive. The supplement I take every day, powerful ingredients backed by science, help me get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Here's some numbers with Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff. This is the last 4 years. Jared Goff, 17,000 yards, 102 touchdowns, 48 picks, 94.1 rating. Stafford, 14,000 yards, just under 15,000 yards, 95 touchdowns, 36 picks, a quarterback rating of 96.8. Goff, very good during the regular season, 42-20. Matthew Stafford, 23-32-1. Different supporting cast there, but is there that much of an upgrade with Jared Goff, with Matthew Stafford? And it sounds like the Lions are doing what they want to do, which is, if you're able to do what you want to do as opposed to being forced to do what somebody else wants you to do, you know, that there's a big difference there. If the Lions want Jared Goff, they had a good grade on him coming out of Cal. They like him. The new GM likes him coming over from the Rams. All right. I mean, if that's – I wouldn't have done it that way because I don't want my quarterback, who right now is still a little unproven, and you're going to pay him that kind of money, and there's a lot of money that's, you know, guaranteed here. I wouldn't do it, but if you're the Lions and you want to just have somebody who can go out there and make you competitive, then okay, I understand that. I would still want to get my quarterback. If I'm taking over a team, chances are they're not very good. I want to get my quarterback. Now, if I take over the Texans, I want to keep my quarterback there. But if I'm taking over a team, I want to get my guy. And if the Lions feel like Jared Goff's their guy, then good. Maybe they got a bargain here. Yeah, Paulie.
I guess if I were a Lions fan today, I'm thinking to myself, I've seen all Matthew Stafford's work, and it's gotten us nowhere. Jared Goff, you have seen him on TV in the Super Bowl before, if you're a Lions fan. That's that's pretty cool, and you still have that. He has that tinge around him. He's younger. And also, fans love first-round draft picks. They love acquiring them. There's nothing worse than going into draft day and watching nothing on your TV, your team getting nobody. Lions fans now could say, oh, we got 2-22 and 2-23. Mm-hmm. It feels good. Like, they won January in their minds.
Yeah, but I would rather be trading with somebody who is not going to be good. When I get that first-round pick, I don't have to wait 4 hours for us to make the selection. It's nice to have something to do on draft night there, but how about we get a top 10 pick? And if you could have gotten Carolina's pick at 8, I don't know. It sounds pretty intriguing to me. And I don't know if it's a true offer, but you know, it sounds like – I didn't think the Colts were willing to pony up like the other teams were. All right, let me see. Chris in Oregon. Hey, Chris, what do you have for me today?
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
6'1", 180. Thank you very much. The trade is intriguing on the surface. It looks seems pretty even to me, but man, I worry about Goff getting injured over there. I'm sure you're going to share some of those numbers, but the sack totals. Yep. I think Stafford had 38 or something for last season, but worry about that. And also, I know that it didn't seem like Watson was going to be up for trade, but that is intriguing trade to go to Jacksonville for the number one pick.
Yeah, that's not happening. That's not happening. Not if I'm Urban Meyer, as much as I love Deshaun Watson, I would want to start. I just Trevor Lawrence with the salary stuff. I get that contract. I know Deshaun Watson's a proven talent, but I don't want to be passing on Trevor Lawrence. So I don't think that's happening. Fact that the Rams at least gave a call to the Packers about Aaron Rodgers, certainly interesting. Coming up next hour, Tua Tagovailoa will join us. Kyler Murray will stop by as well here on the Dan Patrick Show. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go. Close out the first hour with our friends from Mercedes-Benz. Just how far is an extra mile? Well, Mercedes-Benz vans, they'll let you know. Go in and find out. Go into an authorized dealership today and take a test drive. There's 250 of these dealerships backed by Salesforce ready to help you. Everything from vehicle customization, great certified servicing. You got financing solutions tailored specifically to your unique business or personal needs. Now, there's the durable Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van or the versatile Mercedes-Benz Metris, each tailored to match your work or play lifestyle. Cutting edge options in there. There's blind spot assist with rear cross traffic alert, active lane keeping assist. Yeah, mobile hotspot, Wi-Fi tracking capabilities, and ingenious MBUX voice command technology, directions, weather forecast, comfort control, and more. Go the extra mile and see how far it can really go. Take the first step into an authorized Mercedes-Benz van dealership for a test drive today. Mercedes-Benz van, some equipment described as optional.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.